I love the word wicker. Wicker. Yeah. You know what? You get a Japanese person in here to tell you how it's said. No, Jews like marijuana and cake.
Excuse me.
Can you get a prescription for a mouth on your penis? That's what I want to do. I want to wrap this up so I can go tango.
Excuse me.
And I'm glad to hear that everyone we know thinks I have a stick up my ass.
Give me a break, break. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Okay, so we're here.
Podcast. All I want is podcasts.
Why don't you conserve your voice?
Can I tell you why that doesn't sound good?
Yeah, I can tell you why it doesn't sound good.
Because I have a little congestion in my throat. I sound like I have a frog in my throat. Isn't that a cute expression?
No, it's not.
It is cute. You imagine like a cartoon frog. For me, it's the cartoon frog from the Warner Brothers cartoons with a top hat in my throat.
Okay.
It's cute. It's a cute idea. No, whoever came up with it as it being an affliction was smart.
Yeah.
You know, they should make mascots.
It sounds like you're croaking. That's why they say it.
Oh, no. I don't think so. Yeah. It sounds like there's actually a frog in there.
No. Well, no, why shouldn't it be anything else?
Like it's blocking.
Why couldn't it be anything
blocking? No, there's a frog inside your windpipe holding his arms and legs up like Santa Claus stuck in a chimney.
No, he's making the noise. The other words, it sounds like a frog is talking.
But it doesn't sound that way.
That's the idea.
No, it doesn't.
No.
You know what they should do? Put a mascot for every affliction.
I'll be honest with you. You have one of those laryngitis things that when I hear it, I feel like I wish that person would just clear their throat.
Yeah.
You understand that feeling?
Sure.
It drives you crazy when a person talks to you like that. They sound as though they're faking.
I can't stand it when people sound like they're faking. Yeah. I am not faking.
And
I
if you would just
you.
Clear your throat enough, a little more, clear it a little more. I have a feeling you'd speak fine.
Nothing.
You sound better
Ooh,
already.
I got like a little lump there. Like a lump of something that I should spit out, but I can't, you know, I can't bring it that part. The phlegm I can't bring into my mouth.
Okay. Now, I kind of want to go over this, I'll be honest with you. Okay, hello to our listeners.
Hello,
listeners. For everyone that's listening.
People listening.
And I happen to know the Barbaras are listening. They're always listening, of course.
Oh, hello, hello.
Barbara Eschelbacher, Barbara Sidman, Barbara Leventhal, Barbara Levine. Who else? The other Barbaras. Yeah, all the Barbaras.
Yeah, all the Barbaras, all the Judys, and all the Carols out there.
All listening.
We send our love to you through the airwaves.
Yeah.
Over the airwaves.
Over the internet. Barbara Eschelbacher told me she's been cooking and 10-4. Listening at the same time. She has like the ear thing with the Macintosh, whatever they call it.
Where I don't you can know listen. What you're talking about.
You can listen to your iTunes over the house.
I know what you're talking. You can get cancer from that.
No.
Yeah. You can get cancer from that, and you can get cancer from those machines they now have at the airport that touch you.
Yeah. Anyway, they're listening because they wanted to get their fill of Run and Beverly this week. They thought that we were going to be doing the Oneg Shabbat.
Yeah, at the synagogue temple, now, Shirat Hayim.
Maybe you can explain to people what that
is.
Well,
I came down with this horrible...
Now, what the Oneg Shabbat is.
Oh. The Oneg Shabbat is like a little kiddush right after the Shabbat service at the temple in the function room.
Yeah.
And we do like a chali, and we do a little rugi, and we do a little this and that. And we have a little like it's sweets, and then we do a little talk. And we were going to host it talking about our book.
And everyone was excited, not just because of the book to hear the talk, but because when we do it, we really bring better food than they normally
what
supply.
What I appreciate is that you allow me to do a theme.
You do your bars, you do whatever you do.
Well, I do all my baking on my bars, but I mean, this was going to be an under the sea.
Yeah.
And
nothing like an under the sea dessert. People love an under the sea dessert.
Fish-shaped cookies, fish-shaped bars, fish-shaped cupcakes, everything blue, a little bit of blue food coloring and everything.
Yeah.
Blue challah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be delicious? Blue challah?
Wonderful.
Yum, 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 yum.
But now we had been planning on this Oneg Shabbat for some time.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately...
We called it off.
We had to call it off because
I'm sick. You can hear it.
Has a summer cold.
Hold on. If I could reach in my throat and pull out the frog because it's stuck in there, then I would. But I can't.
Beverly has a summer cold.
Yeah.
Hasn't stopped you from playing tennis this week.
No, I did play tennis, I thought if I sweat, I would sweat it out.
Yeah. Hadn't stopped you from going in the ocean.
Well.
Coming out, getting cold, even though you were already cold.
It's summer. That ocean is, you know, it's below 6 degrees instead of below 90 degrees. I should take advantage of it.
You hit the seals. You went into Macy's home and got what? Some new placemats or something.
I got one end table and one wicker ottoman to replace my old wicker ottoman.
Uh-huh. So you've had a pretty active week for someone that's had a cold.
I love the word wicker. Yeah. Wicker.
Yeah,
wicker.
No. Oh, I have a gorgeous wicker furniture in my sunroom, which I love.
You should go to Home
Indoor, outdoor. Yeah. Indoor, outdoor.
They have always got wicker.
Yeah. Well, Smith & Hawken doesn't do wicker anymore, but they used to make a gorgeous set.
Wicker.
Anyway.
Wicker.
Well, all I'm saying is you've been very active this week, and maybe you want to, you know.
Wikipedia.
It was disappointing to me and to the other congregants that we had to cancel the Oneg Shabbat.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You win some and you lose some and you get a summer cold and then you can't do anything. You barely get out, you know what I mean? Because your voice is just shot. And it's amazing how my summer cold is all in my throat.
Yeah.
Right there.
It is amazing.
Isn't it? I feel very lucky, actually, that it's pinpointed.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel lucky because I happen to have dinner last night with Barbara Sidman.
Yeah.
Is my air conditioning bothering you? I saw you looking at the vent.
Nope.
No.
I was looking just at your looking recessed around. Lighting and thinking it's really well done.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's terrific about recessed lighting is if you're smart, you can redirect the light so that the beams are placed in just, it's not just like they're pointing down.
I was going to tell you, because
like
I was looking at them, that they
look on certain pieces.
You should get your man in here because they looked uneven to me. But now that you're telling me it's intentional, forget I said anything.
Yeah. I will.
Yeah.
Of course it's intentional. I'm not paying attention to that.
When I'm looking at it,
I'm
looks
not
like,
paying attention
it looks like
to that
something's
too.
Wrong. Something's wrong.
Right. But then when I turn on the lights, it's very right.
But the
something's
lights are not on,
right.
They're not on right now?
No, they're not, because it's the middle of the day. Anyway, I had dinner last night with Barbara Sidman.
Fair enough.
And she told me something very interesting. She said that you all went out last week for Judy Pirlo's birthday, which was a big deal because Judy's an agoraphobe, doesn't like to leave the house. People know that.
Are you upset because we didn't invite you?
No, the last thing I want to do is go to Judy Pirlo's birthday. But when I asked you, you told me you didn't tell me anything, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, this was pre-your cold arriving.
Right.
Yeah. It was. So maybe you want to tell me what actually happened and why we had to cancel the Oneg, because Barbara seemed to have a very different idea than you did about your summer
cold. I'm not entirely sure what you're implying, Rana, but if you think for 1 minute that I did anything irresponsible that evening that may or may not have resulted in my affliction or my cold acquiring, then I...
Judy told me that six of you went to Kowloon.
Yeah.
They were doing a karaoke room in the back.
First of all, it's karaoke.
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 Okay, I'm not going to argue with you because
they call it karaoke at Kowloon.
You know what? You get a Japanese person in here to tell you how it's said.
Karaoke. They'd probably say karaoke or something like that, but it's karaoke.
Ooh, do that again.
Karaoke.
Oh my.
I don't know. Maybe karaoke. I don't know. I'm not Japanese. I don't speak Japanese. I've been to Japan.
Hong Kong Palace.
Hong Kong Palace what?
I don't know. I just wanted to get you back on track.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we don't have to get into the fact that you were doing Japanese karaoke at a Chinese restaurant. But the point is this. They told me you were in the karaoke room. They told me you were hogging the microphone doing Barbara.
Yeah.
For hours on end.
First of all.
Scorpion bowls, Mai Tais, I don't know what else. And then the next day you called me and told me you had a summer cold.
Let me explain something
to you. Why don't you explain something to me?
Anyone who told you that I would dare, even dare, to attempt to walk in the footsteps of Barbara Streisand is a bold-faced liar, Bold.
So what were your songs?
They were a mix, an eclectic mix of Dolly Parton, Shania Twain's, and then a couple of classic numbers that are supposed to be sung primarily by men. But I find them very upbeat and uplifting.
Old standards.
Sadaka. Uh-huh. Neil Sadaka. The breaking up is hard to do. I can't do it right now because of my summer cold, which I acquired after.
So you think the cold came on at the same time as the karaoke?
As a matter of fact.
Coincidental.
Not
because you had turned your air conditioning up too high.
A matter of fact, Ron, if you really must know what happened, okay, don't go pointing fingers at blamers. You know what I mean? Don't go putting your finger in other people's face. First of all, I'll be honest with you, okay? Yes, I did go out for karaoke.
Okay.
But when I woke up the following morning, my voice was 100%. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? 100%. I know exactly what my voice is supposed to sound like. As it turns out, there was an incident the day after the karaoke party that may or may not have had something to do with this onset, very specifically located summer cold in my throat.
Oh, really?
Yes.
In addition to the karaoke.
The karaoke was not a problem. Okay. So you stopped talking out of school.
Well, all right.
Barbara thought it might have been,
but now I'm glad to hear this.
Don't get out of the school and start yelling at people.
Okay. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
All right. Have you ever bought the Whole Foods brand?
The entire congregation was looking forward to that own egg. I want to remind you.
Have you, just answer me this question. Have you or have you not ever bought the Whole Foods brand of apple cider?
I have, yes.
Okay. What has been your satisfaction level?
100%.
Every time?
Well, why would I buy it again if I wasn't satisfied?
How many times have you bought it?
I buy it generally only in the fall because apples are best in the fall.
Aha, aha. But, okay, that's, I'd like to gather that as future evidence.
Okay.
Okay. I bought...
I also prefer to buy from a local distributor, just to be honest with you. I'll drive out to Wilson's Farm.
Okay, you're getting off on a transit?
Vermont, whatever.
Please don't go transcendental. So I went and I went to the store and I got my... I had purchased an apple cider because I like to drink something sweet in the morning, refreshing.
Right, but who buys apple cider in the middle of August?
So they had it. So why are you yelling at me if they stock it? Rana,
A New Englander. You should know. I'm in.
So I bought it and I drank about half of it one morning because I couldn't quench my thirst. That's really what it was, is I couldn't quench my thirst the day. It was a couple of days. But anyway, so then I went. It was about 3-4 days later was the karaoke party. And then the next day I went to go and I again woke up with a slightly dry throat from the singing. And I wanted to quench my thirst. So I opened up the apple cider and I poured it into a glass and I had a sip. I thought it was hemlock. I thought it was acid.
You thought you were like Socrates? You were going to commit suicide by drinking hemlock?
And acid mixed together. Someone put sulfuric acid inside there. I said, I spit it right out. May have actually swallowed some.
So what you're telling me is you bought it 6 days earlier. It's a natural food. It's a natural organic cider.
It's apple cider.
Yeah. And that 7 days later, it was no longer good.
I put my clothes on. I did not shower. I pulled clothes right over my pajamas, and I got in the car, and I drove to Whole Foods, and I went in there, and I brought with me the bottle, and I got the manager over.
What was
and I
left
said,
in the bottle?
You tried this, and he said no because a lot of it had already been drunk, so it must have been okay. I said, the due date on here is 2 days from now. You taste it. And we proceeded to get into a bit of a disagreement, and I raised my voice substantially. I know how to control my voice when I'm singing. When I'm doing singing, you breathe through your diaphragm.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't paying attention now. It's the morning after. I'm no longer aware of my faculties. So I yelled for quite a long time.
So you were so blind with rage.
Yeah. Well, I wanted my money back, and he clearly did not want to give it back to me. Not only that, I wanted money for the gas that I had paid, the gas that it took to drive back to the Whole Foods. Because
a quarter of a mile from your house to the Whole Foods.
Listen, you know what? Would I have ever had to pay for that gas if the apple cider hadn't tried to kill me?
No, you make an excellent point.
So I may or may not have blown out my vocal cords in that particular exchange, but I will not have you talking to my friends and your friends, frankly, about any sort of karaoke mishap, because I was very responsible at that particular...
Okay, so you're telling me...
Yeah.
The entire congregation suffered because you drank 3/4 of a bottle of apple cider that you opened, that therefore turned, because it's a natural product... Understandably. And then you brought it back after you drank 3/4 of the bottle and they didn't want to give you your $4 back or however much it was.
It was close to $5.
Uh-huh.
And not only that, Rana, whose side are you on?
I think it's pretty clear whose side I'm on.
I'm on my side
because I can't believe you basically left me standing at the Bima, let's say, on this one.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to think about your point of view, but I can only tell you that, you know, I don't write the due dates on bottles, so it's really not my fault.
No, but you opened the bottles.
Yeah, but you know what?
How long did you leave that bottle on the counter?
It was on the counter for a while.
How long did you leave it on the counter?
It's apple cider. It's already fermented. How's it supposed to get worse? It continues to ferment, Beverly. It does.
It's like wine. You can't open a bottle of wine and leave it on the counter and expect it to be fine 3 days later.
Well, they've got to find a way to fix that.
And so you didn't refrigerate it.
They haven't fixed that problem. It's not
called pasteurization.
Of course I didn't put it in the refrigerator.
Which makes it not
organic anymore. Do you understand?
Okay. You know what, Rana? Agree to disagree. Okay. I'm sorry that I don't refrigerate all of my perishable items. I apologize to the world because they haven't figured out how to fix problems that need to be fixed. But I live in a civilized society and I don't know where you live. You live somewhere else.
Yes. I live with the heathens, with the Philistines.
Yep. I live with the Palestinians. All right. You live with the Palestinians.
Philistines.
We're all in trouble because of that situation.
Okay. You know what? Let's go to our interview, all right?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Here he is, Mr. America.
We are here.
Mr. American.
Don't please babble it. You're already... Go ahead and rest your voice because... Rest it anyway.
I can't sing, which is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
We are here...
Yeah.
Interviewing...
Yeah.
Such a fabulous comedian.
He is so adorable.
Now... I have never seen him perform in person, but I saw on the internet my son Jordan Tischkel for the Ads NYU. He sends me like a clip of this and that. He says, like, for me, it's like a highlight reel every day. He says, Ma, you got to check this out. He keeps me interested, keeps me hip.
Yeah. She has a very strong relationship.
Well, I am very hip. I'm a very, very hip comedian.
Well, you are because he knows about you.
Yeah,
and he's
big with
19.
College kids.
Yeah. Absolutely. And he's also a filmmaker, he's very talented. And you're going to tell us more about it, but you do some terrific stuff on the internet. This is Daly.
John Daly.
How's it going? I do a lot of internet videos.
But also, but what I think is really important to our listeners is that when did you first realize that you were attracted to men? When did you first realize? When did you wake up and say, I'm going to come out of the
relationship
closet?
Closet.
Because
You don't come off.
I was 5 years old. Yeah. No. You think I come off gay? Am I gay? I'm not gay.
I think you're gay.
I know that you think that I'm gay.
No, I think you. Yeah, I think you're an actor.
Gay.
You could be anything. I don't know.
I'm not saying that I haven't.
Pansexual.
I'm not saying that I haven't like tried to put things in my butt. I'm not gay. I'm not.
Other people's things or your own things? Or?
I haven't complained when women have put things in my butt.
Oh, but not men.
Not
men. Can I tell you something? I understand.
Yeah.
My first husband, Allen Ginsberg, not the one you
Allen Ginsberg?
No, different
not
one.
The famous
one. Different one.
Famous to her. Famous,
famous in his
this
own
one,
world.
Famous was, at the school, the middle school
excuse me,
he worked at.
ERG. Sure. ERG. Yeah. Not URG.
Interesting.
Allen Ginsberg. My Allen Ginsberg.
Yeah.
We did tush play.
Okay.
You understand?
Sure.
Yeah. We did a little bit of that. So I understand.
Did he initiate it or did you just say, I'm going to stick a fucking pinky in there?
No. First of all,
language.
Careful.
Sorry.
Second
language.
Of all.
Sorry.
You know, second
I
of
come
all,
into your house and I swear that's terrible.
Honestly.
But you know what? I understand because gay people are very precocious. What's the word?
Precocious.
What's the word?
Precocious.
No, the other one.
Obnoxious.
No, proclivity. A lot of people.
Promiscuous.
Promiscuous. Oh, like the Greeks.
Sexual.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
They
promiscuous.
Do,
promiscuous was a god. He was a Greek god and a Roman god.
That's wrong.
No.
That's
not right.
Yeah.
No.
Promiscuous.
Anyway, tush play.
So
we did a lot of that.
Okay.
Allen Ginsberg and I. But he would do it to me. I wouldn't do it to him. So that's how I knew he
was not.
Well,
that's not the only. I don't know why I'm going to introduce this concept, but that's not the only thing that happened with you and Allen. He had, remember that.
Have you ever heard of a dog in the bathtub?
No.
Well,
do you know about, you know, different terminology?
Is it kind of like a poop thing?
No.
Come on.
Do we have to start
What's the matter with you?
Do we have to start over?
Listen.
Do I have to?
You are disgusting.
I thought you
were,
I'm sorry.
I thought you were an adult.
I'm sorry.
Didn't think
I am an adult.
To do this.
You were talking about tush play.
Well, don't talk about poop.
No.
All right. Well, you said dog in the bathtub.
No.
That sounds like maybe you take a poop.
No, your vagina
and it's a sex
is the
thing.
Bathtub. Your vagina is the bathtub.
Okay.
And the dog
okay.
is his testicles. Okay. Do you understand?
Well, that's horrible, too.
Incidentally, it's very hard to complete that act.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that doesn't, you can't put a soft thing in a hard hole.
Out
No, you have
of
to
control.
Stuff it with
this
something
is
hard.
Out of
a shoehorn
control.
In our. Particular
oh,
instance,
wow.
But you know what? Irregardless,
please.
I feel
please.
Like here's
can
the
we get back on track?
Yes, but
yeah.
can I just
can we get
say,
back on
one
track?
Thing, one
no,
thing.
I like this track.
Here's what's
no.
odd about this.
Absolutely,
I feel
not.
Like you're gay, so I can talk to you. If I know in my mind that you're not gay, I'm not going to feel as
okay.
open.
Okay, I'm gay.
Terrific.
If she thinks you're not gay, she's worried that you're undressing her with your eyes.
No,
I think you're both beautiful women.
Thank you.
But I respect.
Well, we know that.
I respect you more than I respect.
I have not worked out.
I respect women more than men.
18 years, except for a walk around the block with my dog.
You haven't worked out in 18
no,
years?
No, I'm naturally thin. And soft. Thin and soft. Yeah.
You are very soft. And I noticed when I hugged you.
I swim.
You swim
every
how many
day
times
I swim.
A week?
Every day I swim.
She loves to swim.
I go to the
yeah.
JCC what? Every day.
Oh, really?
I do 200 laps. Yeah. I come home. I wear a bathing cap because my hair, I can afford to get my hair recolored every 5 minutes.
I call Rana my bluefin tuna friend.
Isn't
that hysterical?
Uh-oh. Did your children do plays at the JCC at all? Or
they did them at the synagogue.
Ugh, my daughter Rochelle ruined a play.
Jordan was the pharaoh.
And Frank? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which was terrific.
It was a pageant.
Yeah, well, he was Moses 1 year and he was Pharaoh the other.
They did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. And he was what? Yeah. Not Joseph. What's the brother's name?
The other one.
There's a million of them. But
Simeon.
No.
Reuben. Zachariah.
No.
Zachariah. Oh, Lev.
Japheth.
No,
Lev.
Another one. No.
Dopey.
No,
Dopey.
Grumpy.
Grumpy.
Okay. Sneezy. Okay. Oh, now you're, wait a second.
Alvin. Simon. Theodore.
Was there a Gideon?
No.
Gideon. No, Gideon.
No, that's that Bible that shows up in your Marriott.
Yeah, that's a hotel Bible.
That's the King James Bible.
No, it's not.
No, that's
the Book of
Gideon
Mormon.
Bible. Remember the Rocky Raccoon?
Oh, that's right. The Mormons. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right about
what's
that.
What's a Gideon?
A Gideon Bible.
What is a Gideon? What is the person? What is a Gideon? Yeah.
No, it's a name, Gideon. It's a place.
You're thinking of, is it like a mythological creature?
No, they're a group of people that put a Bible in a room.
Oh, the Gideons.
Who are they?
Oh, okay. Maybe they're like the Shriners.
If it's at the Marriott, the Mormons. Well,
I know, but I want to know who the Gideons are.
Okay.
I've never
you know
seen
what?
A group of Gideons.
Enough.
They're
enough.
A sect.
Enough. Okay, so you're gay, you're not gay. You're not gay.
For the purposes of this, I'm gay.
Thank you. But
I am
feel
gay.
Very comfortable.
But no, I'm gay.
No, come on.
No, I'm not gay in my actual life. I have a lovely girlfriend.
You do.
Sarah Taylor. Yeah, she's the best.
Sarah Taylor.
Sarah
now,
Taylor.
Now, is she in the business also?
She's not in the business.
Why isn't she Sarah Daly?
Uh-oh.
You understand?
It's a fair question.
Uh-oh.
It's a fair question.
Do you
want to
make a baby with her?
Do I what?
Want to make a baby with her?
I think I do. Yeah.
Oh, that's
are you
so
trying?
Wonderful.
No.
You're not trying.
We're not married. We're not married.
Oh, so yeah, you do believe people need to be married before they have babies?
Yes, I'm very passionate
about that. Do the Gideons believe
really?
In that?
Is that right?
I am very passionate about that.
Do explain. I'm curious, because most people your age, they don't care what they
do. What do they care,
no,
Brangelina?
I believe that marriage, first of all, is between a man and a woman.
Okay.
Only.
No.
And,
what's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You know what? Look, I can see a fresh sparkle in your eye.
You're very mischievous.
You're like an imp. You're like a grown-up imp.
You do
I
have
am
an
not
impish.
Like an imp.
You have an impish quality.
You know what you are?
What?
If you were an animated.
You know what? We said we weren't going to do this anymore.
I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman only.
No.
And just kidding. That's not the real view
look,
of
you. Just so you know.
You're like a drinking straw.
Okay.
We are from Massachusetts. What? With a swirl around it or straight stripes?
Swirl.
Yeah. But
if
not,
you were
a,
an
but not a barbershop swirl.
No. Straight stripe.
Straight stripe.
Like the Dunkin' Donuts straws that are orange with a pink.
Is it a crazy straw or a regular straw?
Regular.
Oh, it's just a straight straw.
Or it's a McDonald's straw, fat one with the red and the yellow.
Oh, I love those
but
fat.
Does it bend
they've
on the top or not?
They've got the fat ones at Dunkin' Donuts now,
too. No, straight straw. Straight straw.
Doesn't bend.
No bend.
Huh.
I'm very good.
I don't like a bendy straw.
No, see that?
Look at this.
No, but you're like one. You're like an. If I have a gift for telling men what they would be if they were animated, inanimate object.
It has to stop.
Like in a Pixar movie.
No, not computer generated. Animated like a cartoon.
Inanimate object.
You want me to tell you exactly what she's thinking about? And we've actually never discussed this, and you tell me if I'm wrong. She's talking about the kind of cartoon you see in Greece when they go to the drive-in.
The hot dog and
is
the
bun. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that exactly
That's
what you're
exactly
talking
right.
about?
Okay.
With the eyes and the feet.
I know it.
And the eyebrows.
So what would I
and the
be?
Eyebrows that are not connected.
I would be a straw.
That's right. A straw, like a McDonald's straw with a red and a yellow stripe, but you'd be white plastic. You know what? Now we talked about it too long, and it's your fault, Rana. It's your fault.
Okay. Just for the record.
Yeah.
We are from Massachusetts. As you know, you're here in my living room in Marblehead.
Yeah.
We believe in same-sex marriage. We believe in same-sex divorce. Okay?
Yeah, of course.
We had it first.
Yeah.
New York, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
California, maybe you'll be welcome someday. The rest will follow.
Yeah.
But in any event.
Depends on the props.
Same-sex marriage, same-sex divorce.
Doesn't
we
matter.
Absolutely believe in it.
No, I believe in it. I don't want to put it out there into the world because it's a podcast. Sure. And I know it's popular.
Very popular.
Don't believe in same-sex marriage. I believe that gays and lesbians and transgenders, for that matter, and bisexuals have the right. The entire GBTL community has the right.
The transgenders should
decide. What
about
pillows?
They should decide.
Pillows?
Yeah. I'm going to marry a pillow. I'm just putting it out there. Be like, where do you draw the line?
Did you take a Sudafed?
I took a Sudafed.
Would that make you, it depends on, you know, with the financial benefits of marrying a pillow, that pillow won't experience the benefits.
Sean.
What?
Here's why you're foolish. Your generation, I'm sorry for your generation. You don't have any boundaries anymore. You don't have any, it's like you're living outside the lines like a crayon.
He's the one that just said he wants to get married before he has a baby. That's how this started.
He believes in traditional values. I feel like I have really good values.
You're alone by yourself.
I
want to
hear your philosophy.
Awful.
Give us your philosophy uninterrupted on marriage and parenting.
On marriage and parenting.
Yeah.
I believe that you should, you know, it's you raise your children, you do a good job, you encourage them.
So you
them,
believe that
be a
you
good
believe
dad,
you get married
person.
First? You believe you get married
I believe
first.
It. That's yeah, but that's not philosophy. I mean,
no, that's your philosophy. Not everybody believes
well,
that.
Well, I mean, ba, I don't know. I don't ba, think ba, that's ba. Not my philosophy. I'm cool with anyone getting married or having a baby. If you have a baby before you're married, it doesn't matter
come
at
here.
All.
Come as here. Long as you- come here, mug. Come here, shoe. I marry you. You're married now.
So, I mean, what point are you making? You're making
I'm saying I feel sorry for your animal generation that you're so, you don't have any guidance. And it's just sad. It, you know what?
What are you talking
about? I'm talking about a society run by people who have too many tattoos. And there's too many dark
well,
people
that's what's gonna
doing
happen.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whoa,
you know what?
That's racism.
You know what?
No.
You're very open-minded about homosexuals,
no.
But you're just sort of racist.
No. I said dark people.
You mean like the Sith lords? Like
yeah.
On the
dark
side
dark
of
souls, but let's be honest. Where are most of the darker souls housed?
Okay.
Where
you know
are
what?
They?
Honestly, Beverly.
Are they in... Where are they?
Stop.
Where do they feel most
please.
Comfortable? At the YMCA.
Okay.
That's
fair
a hacky
enough.
Joke.
Fair
let's
enough.
Talk about... Let's talk about...
What do you do?
What are you up to?
What do
I want to talk
do?
About your internet stuff.
Yeah, you can't make money on the internet.
I don't make any money on the internet. I write and I act in things and I'm doing TV show.
What's your
soon.
TV show that you're doing?
It's not my TV show.
Is it
it's
Help?
Nick Kroll's TV show,
is it the
but
Help?
I'm working on it.
The Help? Like
it's
the Help?
Not The Help.
I love The Help.
Now, Nick Kroll, we know Nick because we had
love
him
Nick
on
Kroll.
Our show. Is
yeah.
he terrific?
I do internet things with him.
Is
I did
he adult? That's
the
how
Ed
I know
Hardy Boys.
Because my Jordan, he loves Nick. He loves you. He sent me that together where they do the mystery chain like Scooby-Doo.
It was very
Ed Hardy.
We're huge. Me and Nick, we're big in college.
I didn't understand. It was so loud.
You didn't understand. Yeah, we say the
so
F word a lot.
No.
Yeah,
it was so cute.
You know what I didn't understand? It felt like you were making fun of that stuff.
Well, we
they have very
way,
pretty. They're, I find their clothes like upbeat. Ed Hardy, so
it
cute.
Is very upbeat.
It's
yeah,
cute.
It's positive.
It's cute.
It's got good juju.
So why don't you pick on someone your own size?
My favorite part was when you did like a chase scene. You had like a chase scene, and one of you was in a toy car, and another one was in a toy motor. I mean, it was so cute.
Oh yeah, that's
it
a great
was
scene.
Really
that's
cute.
Funny scene.
Now
thank
you,
you
had the actual Ed Hardy. The actual not Ed Hardy. Ed
Christian.
Hardy.
Christian Odige.
Is he French? Where is he from?
He's French. He's Parisian. Yeah.
Is he Jewish?
Is he Jewish? I don't know.
Why did they give him a show and not you?
Kroll?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm next up to bat.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Because you know what? He could be sleeping with someone.
Yeah.
That's what you should do is sleep with someone or give someone a, you know, put your mouth on them.
Yeah,
you
I
understand?
Will. Should I fuck my way to the
there's
top?
There's no way
whoa,
that
whoa,
that
whoa,
Nick
whoa.
Kroll was not doing it with somebody.
You think
listen, he's talented,
maybe
but he's
with
not.
Some...
You're like a tall, good, I mean, you know,
yeah.
come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have dimples.
He's effing somebody at Comedy Central.
There's no doubt in
he's
my
a little
mind.
Bit,
I'm
he's
very
a little
cute.
Bit more, you know, Planet of the Apes than you are.
No,
sure
no, I mean,
it's
a caveman.
I mean,
it's
a compliment.
Oh, he played a caveman on TV.
That's why. It's hard to get that out of your head. It was so funny.
No, I know what you mean. I'm very good looking.
I loved
that show.
Very
the caveman.
Funny. I was
yeah.
the only person watching.
Oh, yeah? That was one of your favorite
well, she
shows?
Loves the commercials. She watched
so,
the commercials.
Oh, I love the commercials. Yeah. I used to keep them on video. I still have a VHS in my bedroom.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that wasn't a very popular show.
Oh, it was terrific.
Though I enjoyed it as well. It's
so
just, that's great.
You're
great
doing,
that you're
now,
a fan.
Nick's doing a sketch show for Comedy Central.
What's it called?
Is that what it is?
What's it called?
It's called
Skits? What is it?
The Nick Show Kroll.
Come
the
on.
Nick Show.
Are you
Kroll?
Out of your mind?
Yeah. Well, he switched the words around.
Instead of the Nick Kroll Show, it's the
it's
Nick
like
Show
the,
Kroll.
The David Letterman Tonight Show with.
You should get in there and say, put me in this too.
He's in it.
I'm in
That's
it.
Why we're
no,
talking
he's not
about
in it.
Yeah,
it's the Nick Kroll Show. Ron, I've been sitting here listening.
He's on the show.
He's on the internet.
How often?
I am
are you,
on the internet.
How often are you on the on the program?
I don't know yet. We haven't written it yet.
You also look like
what do you mean? I thought he just did a show. He said he just did a show.
He did a show?
He did something. He said he was taping something. Yeah,
yeah
is that
yeah,
what
yeah.
it is?
We did that.
Do we eat a lot of carrots?
Do I eat a lot of carrots?
Yeah.
Probably not
enough. I feel like you're getting too much beta carotene. You have like an orange sheen.
Do I?
Yeah. It could be light night in that particular window.
I'm red. I feel like I'm red.
No.
Why are you? Do you drink a lot? What's
I don't.
Your
I haven't had a drink in 4 months.
Why is that? Do you have a problem?
Yeah. No, don't be ashamed. A lot of very famous people have problems.
Yeah. No,
maybe
no.
Maybe you'd do better if
I don't,
you had a bigger problem.
You know,
Matthew Perry's been in and out of rehab 100 times.
Did,
you
know, he's I guess a nice I did. Kid, yeah, I did have like a problem him. With alcohol because I was drinking too much and I knew that I needed to take a break from it. And
how did you know? You woke up in a police station or
no,
a
no, because
hospital
I'd never,
what?
No, there was no, there was really, there was no bottoming out moment. It was more of a, I had never in my adult life taken a break from it. And so then I took a break from it.
Your people have a problem with that. Jews, not
Irish?
So much. Sure.
Some Jews do.
No,
but
they don't.
Irish is a.
No,
is
they
a,
don't.
It's in our DNA.
No, Jews like marijuana and cake.
I like marijuana too. I have my
can you do that still?
For it.
So
I,
you,
I do.
Why do you have
do
glaucoma
do
or something?
I don't. I've.
Got, what is your prescription for?
It's for back pain and stress. That's what
stress.
It's for.
You sure. can get one for stress?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in California. They can do anything.
My God.
Can you get a prescription for a mouth on your penis? I bet you can.
You
if
can.
You
yeah.
Is that funny? At California.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a
okay.
dick script.
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah.
Honestly,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
If I thought this is where this was headed,
Jonathan.
What do you think of Mitt
this.
Romney?
Jonathan. You know what? He
Listen.
Means well.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Go ahead. You
he
go
means
ahead
well.
About Mitt Romney.
No, here's I have the mixed thing feelings. About
Mitt Romney.
He's very pro-Israel. He's pro-Israel.
Yeah.
And so is Bachman is pro-Israel. And I don't like anything else she does,
Bachman.
But she is pro-Israel.
And that's, is that what you vote on? Are you only
Bachman?
Vote on Israel?
Yeah.
Did you say Bachman?
I call her that. It makes
trying
me
to
feel
make
better.
It sound more Jewish?
Sure.
Bachman.
You know, she's anti-gay. She's a bigot. She's a
no,
terrible
no.
bigot.
She is, but she is pro-Israel. Did I mention that she is pro-Israel?
Yeah, but a lot of
she's
other
also,
people are
she
pro-Israel.
She doesn't seem to be pro-education or pro-reading.
No, she's not any of those things, but she is, she's pro-Israel.
Yeah. I don't
There's
think
a
any
lot
mainstream
of people that are
president
pro-Israel.
Is anti-Israel or is going
you know
to
what?
Mess with Israel.
You know what? Who's Obama is anti-Israel.
Okay.
Did you vote for Obama?
I don't have to reveal my voting record.
You did. You were swept up
I don't
in the
have
fever.
To, no, I don't have to reveal my voting record.
She
That's
did
my
vote
private
for Obama.
Property. My
you
private
did.
Property.
I know you voted for Obama. You were swept up in the fever.
She wanted to vote for Hillary.
Only because of Sarah Palin did I vote for
her. Do you think that Hillary would have done a better job as a president?
Hillary should be president of the world instead of just one country.
Hillary's fabulous.
There you go.
She's destined
Hillary's,
for greatness.
I'll tell you what. I voted for Obama. I'm a big Obama supporter. I was a big Obama supporter. I've been a lifelong Democrat. But if Hillary announced she was running tomorrow, she would have my vote first.
Have
She's
you ever heard
terrific.
Of an Oreo cookie?
She is terrific.
I have, yeah.
You know what? Don't do this.
I'm just saying.
Don't do this.
You know what I mean?
Do not do this.
Absolutely.
An Oreo cookie.
Yeah.
When you open an Oreo, what color is on the inside?
It's
what do
white.
You think about Obama? How do you think he's doing?
I don't.
And you can criticize him without being anti-Obama.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm not anti-Obama. I love Obama. I voted for Obama, but... I think that our country is broken, and I don't think that Obama is. I think that Obama is. Why are you making that noise?
I wasn't. I was clearing my throat.
I don't think our country. I think our country Beverly. Is experiencing the first rumblings of
it's the de-
like
empire
wow,
in
we need
decline.
To make a huge
it's an empire in decline.
Change. We're Rome, and we just went over the line.
Yeah.
We're just right
what
over the line.
Are you talking about?
No, he's right. It's an empire in decline.
It's
I mean, people don't want to talk about it, but they're going to look back on this
time.
This
is the greatest country next to Israel in the whole wide world.
I think that is true, too.
I do as well. But I think we have some serious problems.
Yeah.
But what would you like him to see him doing that he's not doing?
More jobs and money for people. More money for
right.
people.
That's wonderful. That's two problems solved.
Asserting himself as a president. And... Yeah. And
too political
being, and that's where I feel like Hillary may have been effectively better.
You want to know what I think?
You know?
I think Hillary might be pregnant again.
Really?
Okay. She looks very hefty to me.
63-year-old woman.
Yeah, she looks thick around the chin.
Okay.
She
it's
has
called
no
menopause.
Neck.
It's called menopause.
She's I think she might menopause. Be with yeah. a child.
Women, menopause is a thing of the past.
You know, with
Hillary.
In vitero? You know, in vitero.
Of course. Okay.
They, you can have children up until you're 75 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask the
yeah.
Octomom.
If you're a gypsy.
The Octomom.
If you're
did.
A gypsy.
Octomom.
So, John, you're yes. working on, what are you doing this summer? Now, you're here because you're going to, no, the summer's over, basically, but you are here because you're going to Nantucket or to Maine. Or
I'm going
what did
to
you
a gay
say?
Wedding on Nantucket.
So what that,
tell
that,
us, we should have talked about this when we should have skipped the whole thing
yeah.
and talked about that.
They're friends of my lovely girlfriend, Sarah's.
They must have a lot of money.
Well, Nantucket's
they,
nice.
They?
Yeah.
Them?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a nice destination.
I actually don't know them, but that is a beautiful destination, and I'm very excited to go to Nantucket.
Yeah. You should I'm on the Vineyard. I have a house in the Vineyard.
Oh, you have Martha's Vineyard?
I don't like Nantucket.
Sure. I'm the
Vineyard. The cobblestone streets are just hard to walk on.
The Clintons are the Vineyard. The Obamas really? Like the Vineyard. Yeah. Carly sure. Simon, James Taylor. We're on the Vineyard.
Yeah, well, Nantucket's yeah. got
Who's
that Black
Nantucket?
Dog Cafe. Yeah. I mean, that's
no,
fun.
No, that's Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, that's Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah, that's yeah. definitely Martha's yeah. Vineyard.
Wow, well, Nantucket.
What else do you think, Martha's
There's Coed Naked Volleyball there or something. I don't. I really don't know what else they do
Don't you think that those people who wear those hats look very dangerous, people with those white hats? They look like they're going to all gang.
They look
the
like
girl.
Rapists. Yeah.
You mean
to
the fraternity people?
Sure.
That's what you mean. Yeah.
The hats say Cox.
Yeah. It feels like they're all like the Duke lacrosse team.
No, the Cox thing
that's
is cute. But if
well,
it
the
says
Duke lacrosse team, I don't think. I think they. Did
oh, you're
some,
from North Carolina, aren't you?
I'm not from North. I'm from Pittsburgh.
And
you're
right.
from
you
Pittsburgh.
Went to Duke.
That's right. You're from
no,
Pittsburgh.
No, no. I went to North Carolina School.
You said
of the
you're
arts.
Not from North Carolina.
I'm not from North Carolina.
Where are you from?
Pittsburgh, PA.
God damn it.
Wow.
Easy.
I can't keep Easy. Up with him, and it's very frustrating because my voice won't allow me to ask all the questions
you,
that I
you
have.
Seem to be
ask
getting
away.
You seem to
I'm
be getting
here.
Plenty of
I
questions.
Which,
who's Asian, your mother or your father?
Who's Asian?
Yeah, which one?
I am zero looking. I do not look Asian.
No, 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 no. Right around your eye. Don't tell me no
my
one
eyes
in the world
are huge.
Has ever said you're not Asian.
I have
half
large,
Asian.
Round eyes. I do not look Asian. I'm
okay.
around, literally
you know
around.
What? I can't okay. see
you're
very,
both you, being racist.
An
and
orange
I don't appreciate
Asian.
It.
Asian. That's what
she
like.
Is being racist.
Jonathan,
I am.
Jonathan. If any,
I feel
anyone,
like you're
nobody
hallucinating.
Calls me Jonathan. My is that, name is Jonathan, but nobody calls me Jonathan.
Yeah, but that's your name.
Everyone calls me John.
Okay, well, we're
you know
calling
what,
you Jonathan.
Million.
That's right.
Somebody called you Jonathan originally, or your name wouldn't be Jonathan.
I used to, I mean, my childhood teachers would call me Jonathan, but
it's your
then
name.
I made them stop.
How yeah. long are you going to do this comedy thing? It's very...
Until I become an agent. That's my goal. I'm
that's
just
a good
working,
job. Yeah,
I'm
so
working my
go.
Way to be an agent.
So you're making your connections now.
Yeah,
you're
yeah
making
I'm making
connections
now, and hopefully I'll be an agent soon with an office and vacation.
Agent?
And
wonderful.
Agent an or agent.
Asian? An agent.
You know what, Beverly?
I couldn't... Do you understand that I'm having a lot of trouble communicating?
Case closed.
Is English your first
case
language?
Case closed, you're racist.
No, you know your voice, yes, thank you. That's correct.
You know what?
And your voice may be under construction, but your ears aren't. In fact, your senses should be heightened because one of them isn't working.
And
so you
I
should
feel
be
like
hearing
you're making,
everything he's
you're
saying.
Making your voice sound a little worse than it actually
no,
kind of
no.
is.
Here's what I want to do. I want to wrap this up so I can go tingle.
Oh, man. That's the worst sentence I've heard all day.
Okay.
John, just tell us one yeah. thing, your favorite thing that people can find on the computer from you.
Oh.
Or they're just supposed to Google you.
Oh, check out, there's a thing coming, Sappity Tappity. It's a character I do.
Oh.
That's a,
what is that, like Top Cat?
It's a drunk English rollerblading pine tree.
Okay.
And it's on Funny or Die. It's coming out next couple of weeks.
Sappity Tappity.
Sappity Tappity.
Is it for people who smoke marijuana?
It's, I have a lot of fans that I think are
marijuana
smokers. Yeah.
Other people that have back pain and are under stress.
Stress.
A lot of your fans are under stress.
Yeah, they are.
Is
they're
it fair to say?
Under stress created by their own brains.
You're very cute. I wish you luck.
Oh, thank you very much. You're cute too.
You are. You're cute.
You're both
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm more of a classic beauty, but I appreciate the compliment.
Not me. I've always been the cute one. The
yeah.
cute one.
Well,
Vernon Shirley. I'm
both
Shirley.
Got a lot of personality.
I'm Shirley. I'm
well,
sure.
Shlemiel Shlemazel.
German. I don't like that.
Boop-a-doop.
Okay. John, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, ladies.
It was a delight. You're really fun. You're very fun.
You are.
You're
fun. You're kind of cute.
I had a great
you're very,
time.
And I like your glasses. They
you
can't
a lovely
see your
home.
Glasses, but thank you.
Yep.
Shades of vanilla.
Next time we'll go to my house.
No. We won't.
Anytime.
I have a rec room.
Do you guys want to go to lunch?
Oh, I would
love to go for lunch.
Do we have some lunch?
Yeah.
You know what? That's a one. You know what? No one has asked us out to lunch.
They have not.
Well,
you're the first person to ask.
Let's
you
go to lunch.
Red Rock Bistro?
You guys pick.
Yeah, we'll go to Red Rock.
Red Rock Bistro. All right.
Well, we'll go to Anthony's.
Is that a walk
we'll
or a drive?
It's a drive. And after that, the Lime Ricky's has the homemade ice cream. I can't go to Red Rock without going to Lime Ricky's.
Well,
afterwards.
We should actually.
Red Letter Day.
No. We should go to Kell's Cream because Kell's Cream has Richardson's now.
Yeah, but that's too far away if we do
it. No, it's across the street. No. Kell's Cream is
next to Popo's. Yeah, next to Popo's Hot Dogs.
Why don't we get in the car and figure it out?
No. I need to know where I'm going so I know which shoes I need to wear. And I have to bring a bag.
Okay, we'll go to Red Rock, then we'll go get a Richardson.
Terrific.
Aren't you a gentleman?
Kiss, kiss.
Okay.
Thanks,
ladies.
Thank you for being here. You still coughing?
He's very cute.
He's adorable.
He actually is very
cute. I would like for nice things to happen for him. I would like for him to find success. He sounds like he has a very nice girlfriend. It would be nice for him to be able to keep her.
He seems poor to me, though. Very poor.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm saying I think it would be nice. I mean, you know, his clothes weren't clean, which is always an indicator.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they do that to be like hip.
Yeah, I know.
But it felt to me like maybe he only had a couple of clothes.
Yeah, exactly. He looked
Limited wardrobe.
Yeah, small. Like all of his clothes were in one sock
drawer. It sounds like the girlfriend is very, intellectual, very accomplished.
He's got her fooled.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll get a little success.
You know, Rana. That interview made me think about partnerships.
Yeah.
And about how they function and the functionality of partnerships. And I just want to say I realize that irregardless of how this frog in my throat jumped in there.
Yeah.
We still had to cancel and it's still, that part was my fault. And I apologize for that, but I don't want you to worry about it because I already have a call in to the rabbi, Baruch Halevi.
Who
we all know. You know, wink, 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 prefers to deal with me in matters of planning as opposed to you. And I'm sure we can get another Oneg on the books. He'll call me back. He always calls me back. Or he tweets me. He tweets me like Anthony Weiner, but not dirty.
What do you mean he prefers you? What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on, Rana. Don't make me say it, Rana. Come on, Rana. He thinks I'm fun. He thinks I'm fun.
You are fun, but you're also a pain in the ass.
Well, but you know what? But at least I don't have a stick up where the pain is. You know what I mean?
Excuse me?
You know what I mean?
Come
on. I'm playing.
Wait a minute. You're saying.
No.
I'm suggesting. You're saying.
Yeah.
That the rabbi of our congregation, where I hate to tell you, I'm a very generous donor.
No, he knows that. I think he
has intimated to you that I have a stick up my ass.
Listen,
what you're saying?
I'm not. I wouldn't put quotes around that. Intimating, whatever intimating means, he wasn't doing that. He was more implying. You know, everyone, come on. Rana, come on. Come on, Rana. And I wouldn't say a stick either. I would say like a yud.
A yud up my ass?
Yeah. But not up it, you know. I mean, that would be uncomfortable, you know. Either way, it would be very uncomfortable. Although I told you before, the tush play is not out of my realm of understanding. That's not something that I frown on. Irregardless, Rana, don't take it so serious. Rana, you look so upset. You look a little upset. All I am saying is that the rabbi and I have had a laugh or two at your expense. A chuckle, if you must. Just a chuckle, but really no more than a chuckle. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to email the rabbi because that's much more appropriate than a phone conversation and just keep it very professional. Do you want to be CC'd? Why don't I CC you? I'll put you on the CC and then you'll know what goes on. This was fun. I'm glad that we got together. I'm going to go. I'm going to...
You're going to go? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go figure out where I'm having the high holidays because it's not going to be at Sharon IM.
I think you're overreacting.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Well, I appreciate the information. Thank you. That was very useful. And I'm glad to hear that everyone we know thinks I have a stick up my ass.
You know what? I never said that. I will go to my grave denying that I actually said that out loud. I didn't say it. I said it in my brain.
You know what?
I said it in my brain.
And, I mean, my closest friend in the world.
Of course.
To say something so hurtful to me, it must be that it's true. I mean, it must be that you felt that everyone in the community knew this.
No.
And that I didn't. No, otherwise, why would you say
Hang
something
on,
so hurtful?
Because the rabbi pointed it out to other people. just because I'm a person who was pointed towards that image, which doesn't mean that I'm the one who, you know what I mean, Rana? So I'm innocent. I am innocent. I am proving myself innocent, pleading. I'm pleading innocence. I've pled. Okay.
I think you should go home.
Yeah. I'm going to go home, but I'll call you later.
Yeah. Or not. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair is fair.
All right. Well, thank you to Ashlep, Michael Costantini.
Oh, is he adorable?
He's cute. He has his own podcast. People should listen to that.
The Second Column.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very, very funny on that.
And that guy, John, that was here, he's doing a podcast.
He does a podcast. Everybody,
it's going to be on Earwolf.
Podcast. It's like exhausting.
Terrific. They have a network.
These fakakta podcasts.
And, yeah.
And oh, then and to, the music.
The
men.
Music. Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. John.
John Ross Bowie and Noah
Lebenzon. Yeah.
Kiss, kiss. Love you. Love you, Rana.
Till next time.